The name of Silvia Bodorova has been closely connected with modern classical music in the Czech Republic for about the last 30 years, in which time her compositions have been performed on every continent, even Antarctica. She is one of few female composers whose work is a staple of classical musical festivals the world over, and is featured on more than 24 albums. The first of that long list of compositions was a piano piece written when she was 7 years old. She performed it in her public debut a year later. When we met in the studio recently, I couldn't help but wonder how she sees that piece today, with so many decades of success behind her.
It is quite interesting. It is only piece I remember forever. I'm able to play it. Of course, I finished many, many pieces I don't remember so well. But maybe because it was such hard work for me to write the first piece, because for a child it is very difficult to find right note and length and all rhythmic values and everything. So it was hard work. I remember that it took me a long, long time to write it.
And how do you view your own progress as a composer when you look back on your older scores?
First compositions, I have to say, I had to throw away many of them. I didn't have to, but I did. I am quite critical. I am trying to keep only what I really feel that it was written how it should be. Of course, each composition is system. If it is built well, so I can take it. Then there are some pieces which are not built well, that's why I had to throw them away. But I'm trying to be in a progress as a composer, but I'd like to keep always one idea, that each piece of music should have some message, should say something. And it is something which when I started to compose, I already knew it, that I'd like to give something by my music. Music and composing is not only a game for me, but it is sending a message to the listener and to the musicians.
Well, can you give me some examples from your very prolific career? What have been some of the pieces that have carried the most important messages for you, or have been most successful at carrying those messages?
For example, it is my string quartet, Terezin Ghetto Requiem. The message is very clear. The piece is inspired by performing a requiem by Verdi in Terezin. And I visited Terezin and I saw all circumstances, and it was so powerful that I decided to write the piece inspired by this event. And the message is very clear, that we should remember what happened, and we should do everything that it would be possible in future. And I'm very glad that this piece is played all over the world. And I'm not glad only because it is a piece of my music, but because this message is clear, and many people understand what I meant by it.
The Terezin Ghetto Requiem is a tremendously poignant piece, and I'm a little shy to say it, but it seems like a perfect piece for film as well. Would you be opposed to it being interpreted in that way or used in that way?
It was used.
It was
already used in a film as well. But, you know, it is a quite interesting question, because I think that we are a generation which is so connected with film that even listeners, they expect something like that. It is a help for them. I don't know how to explain it, but there is no division, as I feel it, between film music and good music. you know. So I think that it is some new point for composers, that it is a new phenomena.
Can you tell me about how you became a musician and a composer?
I was born as a composer. Unfortunately, it is not easy life, but beautiful. As a small, really little baby, my favorite activity as a child was to play the piano and improvising. But I am from medical family, and for all my family, it was a disaster why I decided for such terrible profession, but it happened.
Were there many women studying composition in conservatory at that time?
No. Even at Academy of Arts, I was only a woman who was a composer in our academy in that time. It was much more rare than it is today.
And so was it difficult for you at all to be the only woman studying composition at that time?
I didn't take it like that, no. I didn't feel it. I didn't feel that it is a problem. I don't think that... I tell you, my strategy from the beginning was when you start to compose as a young girl, so you don't think that you are male or female. It is just you compose. And it is my approach to composition. I'd like to be a good composer. I don't like to be good female composer. Yeah, I'd like to be a good composer. And it is my approach. I feel it like this.
And so when your work is good... is it just as easy for a woman to become established? Is it accepted as easily?
So I would say that there are some advantages we have. For example, when I started, I was better seen than others because I was rare, you know. So if you'd like to see it as positive value, you can see it. If you'd like to see it as negative value, you can find many negative values as well.
The inspiration that seems to be behind your work seems to come from a wide variety of sources, like gypsy music and Jewish music, even Chinese, I believe. And are these things that you intentionally look for as sources of inspiration, or do they come naturally through your travels and through your own self-education?
My main inspiration is Jewish and gypsy music. And why? Because in our country, it naturally belongs to this country. In fact, I met many gypsies in my life. I heard gypsy music, in natural gypsy music, and Jewish music is part of our society as well. We have it somewhere in our roots. And if I'd like to make my music sort of more interesting or to find new musical values, I always go to these two sources because I think that it is natural. I am against sort of artificial inspiration because I think that if you don't understand the culture, you're just taking some inspiration, it is hard to put it in your music because there is sort of misunderstanding. So that's why I always try to keep these two main streams in my inspiration, because I think really that I understand that it is my background as well. It is something which is part of my culture as well.
Several of your compositions deal with religious themes. Are you religious, or is it the Jewish tradition that you're particularly interested in?
I see it philosophically. I am not really religious, but I am not against it. Of course, I wouldn't be able to write it. I'm sort of pantheistic, or my orientation is sort of pantheistic. And I think that religion brings some values we miss in our society. And it is a reason why I use religion for my message.